for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Governor Northam says voting by mail is safe as Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg offers money for local registrars. Housing advocates push for an extended eviction freeze, and census figures show that Virginia is leading the way in health insurance enrollment. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, September 16th. Governor Ralph Northam says voting by mail is safe and that election security is a top priority for Virginia. On Tuesday, Northam highlighted steps the state is taking to protect absentee voting during the pandemic. That includes using drop boxes for early voting and putting barcodes on absentee ballot envelopes to track when they are delivered. President Trump has engaged in a sustained effort to attack the integrity of mail voting. Virginia is one of several states offering ways for voters to verify the status of their ballots online. The Virginia Department of Elections Citizen Portal shows when an absentee ballot request has been received, when a ballot has been sent, and when that ballot has been received by a local election office. Lawmakers also recently approved Northam's proposal to spend $2 million for prepaid postage for all absentee ballots. Northam said, so far, 790,000 people have requested absentee ballots, which will start going out on Friday. He said that so far, that is an increase of 224,000 over the amount of absentee ballots requested in the 2016 presidential election. Meanwhile, a new grant program funded by Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg aims to help local registrars. Ben Pavier with our partner station VPM reports.
Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan, donated $250 million to the nonprofit Center for Tech and Civic Life. The nonpartisan group is offering local election offices grants starting at $5,000. They can use it for staff, voter outreach, and equipment, like for ballot processing. Wise County Registrar Allison Robbins, who also leads the State Registrars Association, says the money would help.
I would fully expect that there are localities that would take advantage of this grant funding and, you know, could put it to good use.
Jennifer Victor, a political science professor at George Mason University, says she understands the need. Local government's budgets have been stretched thin by the pandemic, but she says she's never heard of non-governmental groups funding U.S. elections.
I think it does introduce the possibility of bias or corruption, or at least the appearance of impropriety.
The center offering the grants did not respond to requests for comment. Andrea Gaines, a spokesperson for Virginia's Department of Elections, says state law does not place restrictions on cities and counties pursuing outside election funding. Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
The eviction freeze ordered by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is in effect through December 31st, but Christy Merrow with the Virginia Poverty Law Center says the freeze is limited to evictions related to non-payment of rent. She says statewide protections are needed to help keep people safely housed during and after the pandemic.
We expect, because of the moratorium, to see landlords coming up with rule violations when the real issue is non-payment of rent. So things like noise violations, parking in the wrong place if you have a car.
Mara says one of the most significant housing proposals being considered at the General Assembly special session would freeze all types of evictions 2 months beyond the end of Virginia's state of emergency. Lawmakers are trying to budget the state out of the red ink created by slumping revenues tied to the pandemic-induced economic crisis. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Virginia is in a hole, and it's going to take a while to dig out of it. The hole is not as wide or as deep as some people feared back in April, but it also hasn't magically disappeared in phase two or phase three of reopening.
I don't think we're going to see much of this change until there is an actual vaccine.
Finance Secretary Aubrey Lane explaining to the Senate Finance Committee that even after all the revenue reforecasting, lawmakers still need to slash more than $2 billion out of the budget.
It's going to be based on consumer confidence when they feel safe to go back into some of these establishments. And no government is going to tell them that. That's going to be a behavior that they'll feel good about once there's a vaccine.
Senate Finance Committee Chairwoman Janet Howell says she wishes things were better, but she says for now she's ready to play the hand she's been dealt.
Not the good news I was hoping for, but a dose of reality, I suppose.
Lawmakers are now facing the reality of balancing the books again, the second time they've had to do it this year. Only this time, it'll be with more than $2 billion less revenue. Michael Pope.
Finally today, new numbers from the census show that in 1 year, Virginia made greater gains in getting people enrolled in health insurance than any other state, Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
Between 2018 and 2019, Virginia's population of folks without health insurance dropped by about 1%. That may seem like a small number, but Freddie Mejia, a policy analyst at the Commonwealth Institute, says it translates to health insurance for a lot of people.
Just for reference, there's around 8 million people in Virginia. If we think about just 1% of that, looking at roughly 80,000 people.
It was also the most significant drop nationwide. What happened? Virginia lawmakers made it easier to enroll in Medicaid, the state-run health insurance program. The improvements in insurance rates brings Virginia on par with the national average. 23 states still fare better.
We, as a state, are really catching up to a lot of states that were very proactive about the ACA Medicaid expansion and setting up their own state-based exchanges.
The numbers from the census, although new, are still almost a year behind. And according to the state agency that keeps track, Medicaid enrollment has grown even more in 2020. I'm Mallory Nopain.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Wednesday.